every so often we have a line added on in the Gemara that the Rishonim point out was not included in the original text of the Gemara. Ravina Rabashi, we assume, were the editors of the Talmud Bavli, and every so often you have a few lines added on by the Rabbanan Savaroi, who edited later, like the Ritva writes on the first sugya in Kiddushin. Gemara rambles on about Kiddushin Kestef and about Shalosh Drach and Shlosha Drach and Lashon Zacha, Lashon Nekev. Is that funny Gemara? It's not at all the style of the Gemara. So the Ritva quotes that this is, he quotes from the Gaonim, and this is added by the Rabbanan Savaroi. Well, you have in Bava Kamma, every so often you have a couple of lines added on. And the Rishonim feel free to disagree. So here also you have, this is not even from the Rabbanan Savaroi. We have a few lines that are here in brackets, and they put it in parentheses in the middle of Lamed Vav on the base. They say that this is put in by the Halachas Gedolos, and that's why not all the Rishonim agree. That's what Tosis writes. Tosis Dibra Maschav Hilchas Sokamar Baravashi. So they say, Loshen Halachas Gedolos. This was added on by the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. That was one of the Gaonim. And Tosis does not agree with the Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos writes, we pass like Mar Baravashi, that what Zorik is Sarvion is Vachalas HaKafrisen. Nobody disagreed with Mar Baravashi. What do you have to write the Hilchas? The Gemara would never write the Hilchas. It's no Machlekes. If you have a Machlekes, you have to say, whom do you pass like? Nobody disagreed. So of course Hilchas. So that's, obviously it's not from the Gemara. That's from the Gaonim, from Halachas Gedolos. And then, okay, that's the first line. He says, we pass like Mar Baravashi. It's not a Chiddush. And then he says, amid the Legabi or the La Perininu, since with respect to Orla, we say the shell is not included in the Din Pri, therefore Rabbi Brachas Nami La Peri Lamarachim Bar Prihoitz. Therefore, you don't say Bar Prihoitz. How does this follow one from the other? The way we read the Gemara, the whole Arichas and the Gemara, the reason why Mar Baravashi was Ochelas HaKafrisin was because he lived in Bavel, in Kolamekal Bar Talach HaKemaisa B'chutzlords, and the Mishnah in Maestris recorded a machleik Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva, and we paskin like Rav Lezer, but halachik did Rav Akiva b'chutz l'aretz. But it's not mid de legabi or la peri nina. No, in Eretz Yisrael, the kafrisin is a pri. The kafrisin is a pri who eats, and it would be chayiv b'yorla, would be called bar altam alos as piryo. And it does make sense to distinct. So you're going to say, well, in Eretz Yisrael say Bar Pi Eitz, and in Chutzal is going to say Bar Pi Adoma. So Tosis says a svare, the brach is like a chilik named Eretz Yisrael and Chutzal. So it should be the same din. So which din should be adopted? Should we adopt the din of Chutzal or adopt the din of Eretz Yisrael? So Chutzal is a special kula. Where the Ran coined the term, the Ran on the Rif, in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin says, Sofik Orla B'chutzlos Mut, there's any Sofik Koldo. Even though it's not even a legitimate Sofik with respect to a Sveka the Rabban Lakula. Like the Mara says, B'chutzlor, it's the last line on Lamed Vav, Lamed Alav, going over Tomit Beis. That's a quotation from the Mishnah on Orla. B'chutzlor, it's Yorid V'lokeya, V'bavat Shalei Yirena Loket. I go to the Nochri, and I know the Nochri has in his Pardes apples that are Orla and apples that are not Orla. And I just tell him I'd like 3 pounds of apples, 5 pounds of apples, as long as I'm not watching when he pulls it off from the tree. If you renu kishu, okay. If I'm watching when the Nochi pulls it off and every tree has a label and it says this tree was planted in the year 2006, so it's vaday Orla, I'm not allowed to eat it. But I can close my eyes and I don't have to look even. In Hilchas Sveka Derabba Lakula, that wouldn't qualify as a Sufik Darabban, a Sufik Shef Shalabar Bakal. Just open up your eyes and ask a question. It doesn't cost any money. It's not so expensive to be Mevar. If it'll cost $100 to be Mevara, and the item sells for $150, so that's called Yef Shalabar. But if it costs $100 to be Mevar, the item costs $1 million. $1 million worth of food. So $100 is not so much of an investment. That's nothing. It all depends how much the payers are worth. How much do we said? In Europe, it was very expensive to make a long-distance phone call to America to find this one. They got a product in Europe that had a hashgach and they had some kind of a suffix on it, and the worst it could be would be an Issa Derabbanon, so that's called suffix Derabbanon Lekula, because it's only Efshel Avarer if they make a long-distance phone call, and that would cost a fortune. They couldn't afford that. Yeah, they're buying a product that costs $1, and the phone call is going to cost $10. So it's not worth it. But if it's easily ascertainable, so then in Hilchas Safek Derabbanan, that doesn't qualify as a Safek. And nonetheless, when it gets to Safek Galu B'chutz La'aretz, it is a Safek. Why? That's what the Ran on the Rif in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin coined the term any Safek called who is enough. So the way we read the Gemara, the din really is like Rav Lezer. That's Lach Masasa Tamara Tamras, we have Yenis and Kafrizin in the Alam, everything. Everything is Puri. These are Puri Hoetz and these are Puri Ha'adoma. So if these two are Puri Hoetz, Avyonis and Kafrizin are Puri Hoetz, so Orlo should be Noig in everything. In Avyonis and the Kafrizin. Orlo is not Noig in the Alam and the Tamars, because that's not a Puri Hoetz, that's a Puri Ha'adoma. That's not called a fruit, that's called a vegetable, and Orlo is only in the fruits. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says the only thing that's called the Pri is Avyanis. Everything else is not called the Pri at all. So we don't, he says, it's not Chayv and Shumas and Maisus at all. It's not called the Pri at all. Everything is called Eitz. So the simple reading of the whole Gemara, the whole Arichas was, that's only a Chutz Lords. That was the Memre, that's how the whole discussion began. Omer Rav Yudim Arav, Slap Shalor La B'chutz Lords, Zerkes Avyanis V'echles HaKafris. He adds on the two words, B'chutz Lords. And the Gemara quotes the story about Mar Bar Avashi. It corresponds to what Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rav. It stims that B'chutz Lords. Mar Bar Avashi lived the B'chutz Lords, and that's how Rabbi Yudah Marav formulated the statement. Slav Shalor the B'chutz Lords are Kazaviras Rechlis HaKafrisin. That it's as far as the Kafrisin, it's a Safek Kaldu because Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So here the Bahag writes very strange, as if he didn't have the whole Girsa in the Gemara. It's not just one line, it's missing like 30 lines. Everything is missing in his Gemara. He says, "In midah legabi orla la perenina, we pass like my bar avashi b'toras vada, not b'toras sofik. Not that it's an example of sofik orla b'chutz la'aretz a sofik koldahu because Rebbe Akiva shita exists. No, we paskan outright like Rebbe Akiva. That's why the Rambam paskans like Rebbe Akiva. And that machlekes of Blaz and Rebbe Akiva, so they have the letter lamed. The Rambam's letter lamed. The Rambam paskans like Rebbe Akiva because the Bahag said like that." The Bahag added this sign in the Gemara and the Rif. Whatever you want to know, the market for the Rambam, you have to look in the Rif. The Rambam always copies what it says. No, the Rif quotes like this. The Rif has like that. And that's why when you look in the Rif, so when the Rishonim point out, when the Rif quotes the Memra, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Slap Shalor LeBechutz Lords, Zavyanus, Rechlis HaKafrisin, he leaves out the two words, Bechutz Lords. The same did in Eretz Yisrael. Slap Shalor, Lorzark, Zavyanus, Rechlis HaKafrisin, even in Eretz Yisrael. It's not based on Kalamekel Bartz Halacha Kamaisa B'chutz Lords, than Halacha Kareb Akiva Lahakal B'chutz Lords. This is the Halacha, Bein Moriz, Bein B'chutz Lords, that the Kafrisin are not called Prihoitz. Maybe the Prihoadoma, he's not getting into that, but it's not called Prihoitz. And therefore, you say Bar Prihoadoma, okay? You say, therefore, Vlam Rachinale Prihoitz are the Bar Prihoadoma. That's what the Bahag put into the Gemara. And that's what Tosus is unhappy about. Tosus writes, Loshen halach is gedoilas, v'hilchasa, v'chulei, v'hayoi maharam, that it's not so. The Bala Tosus, the Maharam probably, Maharam Rutenberg, I don't know. Maharam Rutenberg was the end of the Balia Tosus. Usually, in Tosus, they don't quote the Rosh was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So usually in the Tosus, they don't quote it. Once in a while, they quote the later Tosus that were written in a later generation. But usually the Tosfos that are printed on the side of the Daf don't quote the Maharam Rutenberg. So he did Maharam or someone else. They said they're saying not like the Bahag. The Legabi Arla La Peri Hu Hainim Shum Kamek Mas Lach Mas and B'chutz Lords Avol Baritz Vari Havet Perim V'Ochalat Bar Pri Hoetz. So the Rosh holds like that also. So that's what many Rishonim don't accept the Bahag because you can't cross out 30 lines in the Gemara. The whole gist of the Gemara is against the Bahag. Many Hasidim don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara, there are three opinions. What's the story with sitting in sukkah and chutz lorot on Shmini Atzeres? So one opinion is that you don't sit in the sukkah at all. One opinion is you sit in the sukkah with a bracha, and then the Gemara, because Yanta B'Shena Shal Golias is the only time usually you say a rule, Safik brachas la'akel, the Gemara says the one exception, the Gemara says in the sukkah and b'ma madlikin. Usually the rule is Safik brachas la'akel on demai, when you marfish demai, you don't say a bracha, because Safik brachas la'akel. But on Sveka the Yom of Chutz of Yom Tov Shenish Shel Golus Keiched the Lomas Al Zulei Bay. So Abayi says there that that's the one exception to the rule. You do say a bracha. So that's and the Rambam paskens like that. Usually when there's machlekes Abayi v'Rava we pasken like Rava. and there are six exceptions to the rule, Yal Kagam, this is not one of the six. So the Rambam over here, Paskin's like Abaye. It's a question why? Okay. So the Rambam wrote a tshuva to the Chachmei Lunel that's printed in the Migdal Lois on the bottom of the page. He explains why he decided to Paskin like Abaye over here. But that's what he Paskin's. That Zafik Brochus Lahakil and Kolotar Kula with the one exception of Yantav Shenish Agolos, Kehechad Delolos Alzulite. So the Gemara here has the three-way machloikis amaroi. What do you do with yeshiva sukkah b'chutzlot? So you sit in sukkah the 7 days of sukkahs. So Shana Rabbi, you have to sit in sukkah at sukkahs. Shmini Atzeres, they don't sit in sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. So chutzlot, Shmini Atzeres is a sveka diyom, and maybe it's Shana Rabbi. So one opinion is that you have to sit in sukkah with a bracha. Oh, it's only sveka diyom. You always say bracha and sveka diyom. You say bracha on tkiyah shofar on the second day Rosh Hashanah. You say bracha on achilas. And Achilas Matzah, the second night of Pesach, you always say Brach and Sveka Diyom. The other opinion in Gemara is no, it's a Bizoyin Tiyontiv. When do you observe Sveka Diyom? When the alternative is it Yontiv or is it Chol? Or is it Yontiv or is it Chalamoy? But here it's the reverse. It is Yontiv Ben HaTorah. Shmini HaTzeres is Yontiv Ben HaTorah. So we're going to say we're going to make a Sveka Diyom, a suffix, maybe we'll treat it as Chalamoy. Maybe the Trila is Chalamoy. So therefore we should. Therefore, we should sit in sukkah because maybe it's chalamay. So that one opinion in Gemara is that that's a bizoin for the yontif. And after it's yontif, you're going to say with the rabbanon, you should sit in sukkah with a bracha, without a bracha, whatever. Sitting in sukkah is a bizoin for the yontif. So one opinion, you're not allowed to sit in sukkah. One opinion, sit in sukkah with a bracha. And then we have the gears in the Gemara. Then there's a third opinion, sit in sukkah without a bracha. Then the Gemara, the way we have it in the Gemara sukkah, says the hilchos. That's the way it says in our editions of the Gemara. And it's not in parentheses. Here it's in parentheses because the Mashal put it in parentheses and he made a whole tumult that Taisus and all the Rishonim say was added on by the Bahag and you have the right to disagree with the Bahag. It doesn't say in the Gemara there, and the Gemara still, it's not in parentheses. Just that, so that everybody thinks that's what it says in the Gemara. So the problem is, how come the Hasidim don't sit in Sukkah? So, well, the Hasidim do a lot of things, no kasha. But half of the Rishonim didn't sit in Sukkah. Half of the Rishonim. Rashi. They quote, Rashi didn't sit in Sukkah. Shminatza. Half of the Rishonim. Bali Ateis was all over the place. They didn't sit in Sukkah. What? Against the Gemara. They were all Hasidim. They do against the Gemara. So that's what some suggest. This was that line in the Gemara. It was added on by the Halachas Gedolos. You have other Gemaras, but you have things added on by the Rabbanus Avaroi, and they're not in parentheses. Here the Marshal was nice enough to put it in, the printer put a parentheses here. And he tells you that this is by the Bahag and you don't have to accept it. So this is the Shaila in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaba Paskin is like the Rambam, like the Rif. Mechaba says he's always going to Paskin like two out of the three Rishon. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. So it's, he always stacks the deck. The Rambam, the Rif. He's always going to Paskin like the Svadish Paskin. So here the Rambam and the Rif say usually the Rambam and the Rif say exactly the same thing. So here he paskins like the Baha, because the Rambam and the Rif both accept it. And many of the Acharedim are not happy about this psak. They think that we should paskin like Taisus and like the Rosh. That on the Kafrisim, the only Amekel B'chutz Lords, like Rebbe Akiva, Yikaradin, you really paskin like Rebbe Lezer. So the Kafrisim, the Shel, has the din of a Mamish Eitz. So since the din of Orla is Noyeg, Mamish a Prihoitz, so you should say the Bracha Bari Prihoitz. Okay, what does Gemara have about Pilpili? The next Gemara, Pilpili. There are different kinds of peppers. Some peppers grow on the ground, and you say Bar Pri Hadom. Other peppers grow on a tree, and that's a question. It's a fruit that grows on a tree. So is it considered a tree, and is it considered fruit, and therefore you should say Bar Pri Hoitz? Or maybe it's considered like a vegetable, even though it grows on a tree. Why should I say it's like a vegetable? Here, the Gemara has a brisa on the second wide line on Lamed Vav on the base. Hoyer Amei Reimer. It's a strange way of writing a brisa. Hoyer Amei Reimer. Imash Mishnah Mara Altam Allah says, Pirio. Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim, you're not allowed to eat the pears that grow the first 3 years. Obviously, you're talking about a fruit-bearing tree. Mara Altam Allah says, Pirio. Only the pears, the wood of the Orla tree is Mutah Bahanor. Only the peris are rasa bachil ban. Any day she eats michael. So why does it say kisavoyal horatz and a titan called eats michael? It's a dead giveaway. You're talking about a fruit-bearing tree. Matam lametz Michael. Ah, lahavi. It's a ribui. Lahavi eitz tametzo upirio shove. It's marbe, a certain kind of a tree that I would have thought is not included in the din of orla. So it's a ribui. I read in between the lines that it is included. The eizehu. What tree is this referring to? Zeha pilpulin, the peppers that grow on trees. They're peppers that we buy in the store that grow on the ground, they say Bar Priadoma. So that's not subject to Arla. That's a vegetable. Only fruits that grow on a tree. So I have a pasuk that's marbe, even the different kind of pepper. Pepper that grows on a tree is chayiv in Arla. The lamdach sha pilpulin chayovim bi Arla. Ule lamdach, and what else does it teach you? It says, kisavoy el ha'aretz and a titan kol eitz matan. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, the Jews were told when they were traveling in the Midbar, you should know that in Eretz Yisrael, you can find trees that everything grows on the trees. All kinds of fruits grow on a tree. The lamdach, shein eretzach haser klum. As it says, asher lo techsa kol bo, nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael. Even pilpulin trees grow in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Meir has a drasha based on a pasuk that even pilpulin is also included in the din of Orla. Why would I have had a havamina that pilpulin should not be included in the din of Orla? Echetesa that not. So on the margin, on the left-hand side, they refer you to Yuma Peyalev and Sukkah Lamed Hei. So there, in Sukkah Lamed Hei and Aleph, is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What would the havamina have been? Why would I have thought that the Orla should not apply to pilpulin? So Rashi writes over there that it grows on a bush. The peppers don't grow on a tall tree, a big fat tree. It grows on a short tree. So Tosfos says, short tree, tall tree. What's the difference? What's the difference is not exactly such a legitimate kasha. What Tosfos the left away Rashi. That was the machlekes bishama and bisila. Alamed vavam and aleph. Bishama was the pukim misafkalu. They weren't sure whether berries that grow on bushes are considered fruits or vegetables, and nafkamina for klein bekerem, and then nafkamina for the din of orla, and the third nafkamina by bracha do you say by praise of by adama. So the Rashi is not so fantastically difficult. This is machdavek to all Rashi. This is laughs away the Rashi. It's not so difficult. You can say if not for that ribui from the pasuk, Rashi says I would have thought that a tree has to be a tall tree. If it's a short tree, it's not considered a tree. So that's the ribui from the pasuk that the halacha is like bisilva. That even a short bush is also called a tree. But Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Tosfos assumes that's a matter of svara. How tall or short a tree has to be, it can't be, that we would figure out on our own. We wouldn't need any Xeris HaKosim. So why do I need a pasuk here? So Tosfos says, like the Gemara is going to say over here, the pilpulin that grow on the tree, sometimes you do say a bracha manyida, sometimes you don't say a bracha manyida. If it's yeveshta, if you had it sit for a long time and it's hard like a rock and it's not normal that people eat it like this, you'll grind it up and you may throw the pepper onto food to make the food tasty. But no one's going to sit and eat a chunk of pepper like this, and no one's going to just take pepper. Let's say you have a bowl of salt. So no one eats salt normally. So what if children sometimes like to eat? They like to eat a bar of margarine, a bar of butter. They like to eat salt. It keeps on eating salt. So what bracha do you say on salt? So the Mishkan says, "Ala malach ba'azamis." He says, "Shahakol nivadvar." When you grind up the pepper, you have a salt shaker that has pepper in it. So what bracha do you say if you eat pepper? It's dried up pepper. So the Gemara sounds like it says that you don't say any bracha at all. So dafim hashnein manishtan. How come on salt? How come on salt there is a bracha? Shahakol nivadvar. Right? Nobody eats salt the way it is. You only eat salt as a tavlin for the food. So why shouldn't I say that pepper is the same thing? No one eats pepper the way it is. You only eat pepper as a tavlin for the food. So you do say a bracha on the salt. Shakal, it's a Mishnah. That's what the Gemara quoted before. Ala melech ba'alazam, esayim ha-shakal liyem b'dvara. It's not shaykh that you don't say a bracha at all. Where was that? Didn't we have that? The Gemara quoted a Mishnah. Where was it? Where? Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Ah, the first white line. Kimcha Desairi. Right, so the Gemara quotes, what is it? A Braisa. It's not a Mishnah. It's a Braisa. It's So the Brisa says, Titania, Amalaf Azamas Amashakal Nibidron. It's not a Mishnah. So here, we'll have to figure out why. Manishtana, why is there a difference between salt and pepper? How come on salt? No normal person eats salt from the salt shaker unless you put it on food. You don't eat pepper from the pepper shaker. So why is it on the salt? You do separate on the pepper, you don't? I don't know. But the Gemara says on the pepper, when it's yveshto, no bracha is recited. Why? Because it doesn't have a shem oichel. It's not roi lachim. I have to look into the details on this. So Tosis says that one might have thought that even though pilpilin ritifto, when you just pluck it off in the tree, it's soft, it's edible, I would have thought maybe no bracha is recited because sofa lachshos. Gemara toyed with such an idea. Adam et Aleph. That sofa lachshos should play a role. But Gemara said Adam et Aleph, sofa lachshos should play a role, not that it removes the bracha and gansen. I would have thought that it lowers the bracha to shahakal niya bedvara. Korah was a machlekes Reb Yudah and Shmuel. So Shmuel says shahakal, and he says the reason why is because sofa lachshos. And then he backs out and he says, tsanon yochiyah. Lohi, tsanon, not the inshad. How does he say? Tsanon sofa lachshos, and still say bar kri adam. So Adam et Aleph, the Gemara was discussing the possibility that sofa lachshos should play a role for knocking down the bracha, not to knock off the bracha legamre mikovak. So here Tosfos says one would have had a havamina to think that pilpilin that grow on trees are not subject to the din of orla, because since it's sofa lachshos and when it's going to turn hard, it won't be a shem oichel at all. V'arai no bracha is recited at all, so it doesn't have a shem oichel at all. So I would have thought that even when it's retifta, maybe it doesn't have a din of oichel, shouldn't have a din of pri. So kamashmal on the pasuk, that's the chiddush, that when it'll be yvesh, it won't have a din oichel. When it's retifta, it does have a din oichel. It does have a din pri. Not only has a din oichel, it has a din pri. That's a Rashi and Tosis in Sukkah. Daf lamed hem adam. Rashi and Tosis are both asking, why do I need a pasuk? And you have the Tosis who's showing him on the bottom of the page in Yuma, pe aleph on the base, has also this long arichas. They ask the same question. Why do you need a ribui? Why does Reb Meir need a ribui from a pasuk to teach me that pilpilin is chayovim bi'orlo? Nechatei said that not. So the two answers that Rashi and Tosis give are, Rashi says, I would have thought that a tree is only a tall tree. In order to be chayv and orlo, has to be, when a titan called tzmach, has to be a tree. Like Basila hold that a bush is maybe is not included. So I would have thought that a pepper tree doesn't count. It's a short tree. So kamash on the drusha from the pasuk that it is chayv and orlo. And Tosis says, I would have thought sofa lahakshas plays a role. And there's a gigantic Tosis on Pe'alef on the base. That's in the Tosis Yishanim in Yuma. On Pe'alef on the base, they raise this issue, and you look in Sukkot, Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, that's where the Rashi and the Tosis give their two explanations. The long Tosis on in Yuma, Pe'alef on the base, raises a different issue. Are pilpilin chayiv and hafroshes trumas and maises on earth? In order to be chayv and shumas ma'is, it doesn't have to be a fruit. A vegetable is also, as long as it grows in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not oichel at all, then it's not chayv and shumas ma'is. If it's oichel, then it's mekabel tumah, and then it's chayv and shumas ma'is. If it's oichel, gidul lekarka. Oichel is mekabel tumah, even if it's not gidul lekarka. Fish and water and meat is not gidul lekarka. It can't be chayv and shumas ma'is. Fish and water and meat. It's not chayim shumas ma'is, not geduli Eretz Yisrael, but it is mekabel tumah. So in order, so Tosis quotes the Gemara makes an equation between the two. If the thing is chayim and shumas ma'is, then obviously it's mekabel tumah. So the thing is not chayim and shumas ma'is, it's possible that it's still mekabel tumah. So it could be that it's not geduli karka, but this you can't have. You can't have that it's chayv and trumas and maisris and it's not mekabel tumas ochem. That can't be. So the Gemara says in one place that pilpilin are not mekabel tumah, not mekabel tumas ochem. So Tosfos says, wow, pilpilin is not mekabel tumas ochem. Means that it doesn't have a shem oichel at all. Doesn't have a shem oichel at all. How can it be a pri? There are three different madregas here. The highest madrega, you got to say it's a pri ha'etz. It's a fruit. Sometimes I say it's not a fruit, it's a vegetable. Sometimes it can't be a fruit, can't be a vegetable. It's not even oichel. If it's not roi lachila, so here the Gemara says that pilpilin grows on a tree, it's a fruit, not a vegetable, and it's chayiv in arla, chayiv in arla. On the other hand, the Gemara says that pilpulin is not mekabel tumas sechlin. So it's not a fruit, it's not a vegetable, it's not even like a piece of fish, less than a piece of fish or chicken. It doesn't have a shem oichel at all. Not only not a fruit, not only not a vegetable, not even oichel. So what's going on? That's the long taisvus in Yuma, pei aleph amid beis. So taisvus says different terutzim. So basically they say, kam beretifta, kam beyveshta. The same terutz that the Gemara says over here. That if it's yveshta, then it's not roi lachilo. And if it's retifta, then it is roi lachilo. Sure. So when does the Gemara say that the pilpulin is not mekabel tuma sechlim at all? That's if you're talking about pilpulin that's dried out. So it's not roi lachilo. But if it will be pilpulin retifta, if it will be freshly harvested, if you just pulled it off in the tree, and it's edible the way it is, then it's called the prehoit.
Then that's also for korah, because we have the same problem with korah, no? We're not distinguishing between korah that's yveshta and korah that's retifta.
The korah that's yveshta, no bracha at all. Korah that's yveshta, right, no bracha at all. That's mamish eitz. But the korah that's retifta, if it's only called korah when it's soon after you broke it off in the tree, soon after it developed. So then it's soft, so then the Gemara assumes, then it's a machlokes, what bracha to say, but they both agree, you do say a bracha. But if you have korah yveshta, if you wait till next year and it becomes hard like the branches, then it's like eating paper.
Because we had the same conflict with korah, knowing the fact that on one hand you said that it's not, it's makabal for what's off them. You could be poded the maaser and second hand.
Not mekabel.
It's not mekabel.
Yeah,
so
but there the Gemara says
that the place where it says it's not mekabel tumas olim, it's a yaveshta, the same way we said it for pilpulin.
So the answer is that's not a good teretz because it's the same line in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Chav Ches says the korah is on the plate. He bought it from Mois Maaser Sheni. It's on the plate, and he says a bracha, whatever bracha, sha'akla barpi adama, and it's not mekabel tumas olim. Even though he says a bracha on it, so that's why that's a special problem. That's the same line says that korah is not mekabel tumas sechlin me'imichisha b'alav l'achila, despite the fact that it's nikach mekesem ma'is. That's one line. Here the different mesichtas. Here there's a gemara nida that says that pilpulin is not mekabel tumas sechlin, and the gemara another mesichta that seems to say that pilpulin is chayv in shumas ma'isus. So you have a steer between two gemaras. So Taisa says that's the teretz. Can't be yveshta, can't be retifta. Yeah.
Because it's always,
Veshta
was
retifta
at one point, so it's
going to
be chayv in
Trumas and Maisers. Okay, so let's say it became tevel. When you plucked it off from the tree, it became tevel. It was chayv in Trumas and Maisers. And let's say I have fruits and vegetables that are tevel, and I didn't mafrish anything, and then they rot. I leave them alone, and they rot, and they're not roi l'achil osadim. Not roi l'achil osadim, so there's no more reason tevel. You want to eat it? Because don't pay. Kol zman is roi l'achil osadim, it's still tevel. Once it, usually when it rots, it spoils and it becomes softer. And over here, when it stays too long, it becomes hard. But in either event, it's not roi l'achil osadim. There's no more yisur tevel. Yisur tevel disappears once it becomes nifsam achil osadim. Same as Perish Shviyas. We have a din. This year, Shnas Hashmita in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a din li'ochle v'lo lehefsid. That's what the Mishnah is based on. The Eim Asai here, the Mishnah Shviyas that we learned yesterday. Eim Asai in Kotzim Asayilonis B'Shviyas. The premise is that there's a din liyachla v'lo lehefsid. There's a din all 7 years long. There's a din of Baltashka. So Taisa says there are hetera for Baltashka. Certain cases, but there's no issue of Baltashka. So we're talking over here a case. We want to chop down a tree. So chopping down a fruit-bearing tree is usually an issue of Baltashka. So Taisa says there are solutions. There's a way to get around the issue of Baltashkas. But nonetheless, it's an Isra of Liyachla v'lo lehefsid. Boys of Shabbos Oretz Lachem Liyachla, the Perish Viyas have a Kedusha, that the Oimdim Lachila, you're not allowed to destroy them. So let's say a person eats an apple, and he doesn't want to eat the rest of the apple. So he throws it in the garbage, he throws the garbage in the incinerator, and then they're going to destroy it. But the apple is still edible. So if it's a tree that has Kedusha, it's Perish Viyas. So you're not allowed to destroy it. Calls man that it's Rei Lachila. But what am I going to say with all the leftover apples? I was going to have a refrigerator full of leftover apples and leftover vegetables. So you're not mechuyev, you're mechuyev mishmeres. There's a din of mishmeres trumoisai. That the truma, you're not allowed to leave out of the refrigerator that it should get spoiled. You have to go out of your way to be mishama the truma. Mishmeres trumoisai. And Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, if There's a din of mishmeres by truma kal v'chomer. There's a din of mishmeres by korbanos by kachin. Sar kachin, we're not allowed to leave it out. There is no din of mishmeres by perish shviz. Let's say I have a farm full of perish shviz. If I eat all the oranges, I'll get diarrhea. I don't know. I eat all the apples, I get the bellyache. I can't eat so many bananas. So I'm not mechuyev. I don't want to eat them. There's a din li ochla. The Ramban writes it's one of the mitzvahs. The Ramban thinks that this is a mitzvah that the Ramban forgot to mention. It means whenever you eat perish shviz, you fulfill the mitzvah. It doesn't mean you mechuyev to eat up all the perish shviz in your sight. If you're afraid to get a bellyache, say you don't eat all the perish shviz. So let's say I have this leftover apple, I have a leftover potatoes, leftover this, leftover that. So I have to save all the leftovers. And then tomorrow I can't start making new fried potatoes. I have to eat all the shirayim from yesterday. I don't want to eat the shirayim. So in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows that during Shnas HaShemitah, whatever you leave over, so you don't put it in the refrigerator to preserve it. There's no mitzvah mishmeres, but you're not allowed to throw it in the incinerator. So you just leave it on the side, put it in a plastic bag, and you wait till it gets spoiled. Once it gets nifsal me'achilos adam, then you can put it in the incinerator already. Once it's nifsal me'achilos adam, even though it had kedushas perishviyas, the kedushas perishviyas only calls man that it's very lachilo. Once it becomes nifsal me'achilos, so it's not called the pri anymore. So Tosis works on this kasha. Tosis, the big Tosis there, works on the kasha. How can it be that some of the Gemara says, they don't have an explicit Gemara. They're reading in between the lines. They get the impression that Pilfilin are chayv and Shumas HaMaisris. And on the other hand, it says that Pilfilin are not mekabel to Masochim. So isn't this a contradiction? There's a Mishnah Nidah that seems to connect the two together. It can't be chayv and Shumas HaMaisris if it's not mekabel to Masochim. You can be mekabel to Masochim and not be chayv and Shumas HaMaisris. Fish, inflation, in water. It's mekabel to Masochim and it's not gedul karka. So it's not chayv and shumas amayis. It didn't grow in there, so it didn't grow from any land. But the opposite is impossible. How can it be that pilpilin and all the tavlin, they're all chayv the gemaras? All the tavlin are chayv and shumas amayis, and the pilpilin is not mekabel tumah. How can it be? So Tosis says kambiritif to kambi veshta. The same answer that the gemara says here. But then Tosis has two opinions. They have two there. That long Tosis in Yuma daf pei alchem veis. They have two ways to read the gemara. In Maseches Nida, when we say that pilpilin achayev in Trumas and Maisris, is this only if it's shaykh that someone would eat the pilpilin the way it is now? He would eat it bien, or even if no one in his right mind would eat the pilpilin the way it is now. Simply, even retifto, the tavlin, there are different kinds of tavlin. Tavlin, the pilpilin is not edible at all. A normal person would never eat it the way it is. He would only grind it up and mix it in to, as a flavor in another food. So is that enough to make it into a shem oichel that it should be chayv in shumas amaisus or not? So Tosis has two days about that. So the pashtus one could have answered on this kash. I don't understand why the rishon. I didn't look at all the rishon. I just saw Rashi and Tosis, some other rishon. Why didn't they give this teretz? They're all bothered with the kashin. Rashi and Tosfos are bothered with the question, what do you need the whole brisa of Rav Meir for? What does he have to have a drasha from a pasuk? The pilpilin also is included in the din of Orla. Mehecha Tosfos that pilpilin should not be included in the din of Orla. That's the kasha that they all ask. So Rashi said the answer is, I would have thought that the tree is too short. You have to have a tall tree. And Tosfos makes fun of that. What's the difference? Tall, short? Discrimination against short trees. Well, why should I thought that a short tree is not called a tree? So Tosfos says, no, the answer is because Sofa Lahakshas. I would have thought since Sofa Lahakshas, it's not called a pri at all. So the whole din of Arba shouldn't apply. That's the Chiddush. Why didn't they give this teretz? People don't normally eat pilpilin bifnei atzma. People only take pilpilin and they mix it in as a spice in some other food. They put in pilpilin into the soup. They put in pilpilin into a kugel, into the flesh. But no one sits and eats pilpilin bifnei atzma. That's what one suggestion. Tosfos has 2 days about that. One day Tosfos says, if that's the only way they eat it, by mixing it in as a flavor to something, attack is not chayv in shumas amaisus. And it's not called an oichel. It's not called a pri. But according to the other day in Tosfos, that is sufficient to give it a shem oichel, to give it a shem pri. Even though you don't eat it bifnei atzma, it's eaten as a tavlin. It adds flavoring to some other food. You don't eat it bifnei atzma. So So that's a big chiddush. I would have thought that's not called oichel. Oichel is something that you eat on its own, not something that serves as a flavoring for something else. You never eat it on its own. So I don't know why didn't the Rishonim say that that's the chiddush of the Braisa of Rav Meir. But I didn't find any Rishonim who said it yet. So it's interesting, this the Achrayim point out, this Braisa of Rav Meir, the Rashi and Tosfos had a whole discussion. What do you need the whole Braisa for? My Kamashmul on Rav Meir, what's the chiddush? They don't have any tzion in the Rambam. The Rambam never quotes it. The Pilpul and Eschayev Bihorla. The Rambam never quotes it. How come the Rambam never quotes it? He holds it's Pshita. That was Rashi and Tosfos' discussion. The whole thing is Pshita. Why did Rav Meir need a pasuk? Why did Rav Meir need a pasuk? So it could be the Rambam didn't quote it. Once you have the drasha, it says a Pshita. Yeah, but if Rav Meir needed, Rav Meir had to kvetch it out in between the lines. I mean, on our own, we would not have thought of this. So, Taki, how come the Rambam doesn't quote? Should have said explicitly the Pilpun Lechayom Yorma. So, some, the Svasemis wants to say, Svasemis has a Chiddush, and then he says, he found the Kapas Tmarim, says like that. Svasemis and Yuma writes a Chiddush, and then he says, Achaz Mamatzasi, the Kapas Tmarim writes like that. That there is a Mishnah in Orlo, the beginning of Maseches Orlo, that learns out from the pasuk and the Titan collates Michael. Why does it have to say collates Michael? It says Varat Malos says period. The whole din of Orla only applies on the fruits. Obviously, it's a giveaway that the whole parsha Kisavel Horitz when the Titan collates Varat Malos. Why does it have to say collates Michael? It says Varat Malos says period. It's only by it. So that was Rav Meir's kasha. So Rav Meir said Ela Matama Eitz Michael the Eitz time of period Shove. It's Mechadish that Pilpul in his life. So the Svasemis and the before him, way 2 centuries before him, the Svasemis was in the 1800s, and the Kapas Tmarim was in the 1500s, 1600s, way before. So the Kapas Tmarim says, maybe it's a Machlokes Satanai, maybe Rav Meir stands alone. Rav Meir darshins from the phrase Kol Eitz Michael that it's Marbe Pilpulin, and the Mishnah learns out from Kol Eitz Michael a different word. What if I plant apple trees? I'm not really interested in eating apples. I need wood to build the sukkah. Or I need wood to make furniture. And I plant apple trees and I plan to use the wood. I'm not interested in eating the apples, the pears. Or I plant apple trees, I'm not really interested in eating the apples. If the apples will be edible, mechtes, I'll consider that. I want to plant the trees lisyog. I want to have a fence for the scenery. I want to have a fence to separate between my rishus and the street. Or something like that. So the Mishnah says, Hanatel is Yoga Lakoros, Enachai Biorla. The laws of Orla don't apply. Even though later on they just said, you see that as apples are growing, they're allowed to eat the apples. They don't have to burn the apples, no din of Orla. So that's derived from the phrase in the Titan Kaleitz Michael, that the laws of Orla only apply if you planted it Lashem Ilan Michael. But if you planted it Ilan Michael, Lashem Siyoga, Lashem Kairos, so the whole din of Orla doesn't apply. So that's what the Kapas Tmarim asked the Kasha. So how can Rav Meir learn out from that phrase? Maybe I need the phrase Eitz Machal to teach me the Teilus Yoga L'Kurz. So the Svasemis wants to suggest that maybe that's the Teretz on the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam quote Rav Meir's Braisa? The answer is because the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, and it's a Machlokes Satanai. Then he says it's a little too Harifas. The Gemara should have said it's a Machlokes Satanai. So Svasemis usually is Harifas. Not as Chariv as Dik as the Avnei-Nezer, but so Semes was the grandson of the Chidush Arim. The Chidush Arim was the same time as the older contemporary of the Avnei-Nezer. Chidush Arim is very sharp, like the Avnei-Nezer. So the Svasemes was the grandson. So he's also sharp, not as sharp always like the Chidush Arim, but sharp. So he says he thinks it's a little too sharp. They say that it's a machlek de satanoim, and the Gemara never said it's a machlek de satanoim. And that's the teretz, that's the reason why the Rambam is mashmit, Reb Meir's Braisa. He never says that pilpul in a chayav meyor, because he passes like the Stam Mishneh, and the two are mechulik with each other. So he works on this kasha of the Kapas Tmarim. How can the Tanaim derive two different unrelated dinim from the same phrase, called Eitz Ma'am? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it doesn't appear from the Gemara that it's a machlokes. So again, so the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes Reb Meir, that pilpulin Number one, pilpul nagar on the tree. Number two, the tree has its status of a tree, and therefore the pilpulin have the status of fruits as opposed to vegetables. And you shouldn't say that it's not a tree, and you shouldn't say sofel hakshas is not a tree. All of the havaminas are wrong, that the dinam avorla apply to the pilpulin that grow on the tree. And then the mele, if the pilpulin grow on the tree and it's called oichel, the mele, if you eat pilpulin on Yom Kippur, it should be a meichel. You should be chayv kares. And if you eat pilpulin, you should have to say a bracha bar pri hoitz. So it's the chapela. How come Rava says oichel pilpulin be Yom Kippurim is potter? How can Rava go to Shitas? Rava says no bracha is recited at all. How can it be? No bracha is recited at all. Even if you're eating it, shaluk aderach. We mentioned yesterday Rabbi Gevayu's kasha in the Drush v'chidush. How can the Gemara say Rava letaimei? Rava goes to Shitasai. The Rava says if you eat on Yom Kippur pilpulin, you're not chayiv. So therefore, it follows logically no bracha is recited at all. How can it be? You eat on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv because shaluk aderach achilasai. But if you eat food, shaluk aderach achilasai, still say a bracha. Just knock it down to shahakol. So how does the Gemara say that this is lishitosim? So we explained yesterday. We explained that the svasemes and yume and the shagasai, they both say that if you eat on Yom Kippur, shlokaderach achilosa, it's an isa deraisa. Rashi over here doesn't really disagree. Rashi, someone pointed out, Rashi seems to disagree. Rashi says, kos pilpul kol davar shanamech shlokadaka mikri ksis. Rashi is just translating the word kosis. A kosis means whenever you're eating something, shalokaderach achilosa. Sometimes it'll be an edible food, sometimes it'll be an inedible food. Just translating the word kosis. Kosis means to chew. Why is it called chewing? You're talking chews and he swallows. Because he's eating it shalokaderach achilosa. Rashi doesn't really say that that's the reason why you pater on Yom Kippur, because it's shalokaderach achilosa. The Rosh sounds like he says like that. The Rosh Baya sounds like, whenever you eat on Yom Kippur, shlok derech achilosa, you're not chayv. That's very difficult. That's what the Svasemis and the Shagasayir prove. They seem to have good hoichochis, that shlok derech achilosa would be an isa deraisa on Yom Kippur. The only time there's no isa deraisa on Yom Kippur is what the Mishnah says there on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph in Yuma. If he eats oichlam sheinim ruyim lachilo, he drinks mashkim sheinim ruyim l'shtiyo, doesn't have a shem oichel at all. So then it's mutam min ha-Torah, and the only issue would be the Rabbon. So that's what Rava says. Kos pilpul l'biyam ha-dekipuri pata. Why? Because it's not roi l'achila at all. Not only shalok ha-derech ha-chilos, not roi l'achila at all. No, it's not roi l'achila at all, so you don't see any broch at all. So that's what the Gemara said. That's a contradiction. On the one hand, Rab Meir says, and we seem to accept Rab Meir. Meir says that pilpul in chayovim bi-orlo means not only is it a meichel, it's even a pri. And it's not only a prihu adama, a vegetable, it's a prihu eitz, it's a fruit. So it's obvious that it's a meichel. And then on the other hand, Rava says it's not even a meichel at all, no bracha is recited at all. Eat on Yom Kippur, you're not chai. So the Gemara says, kam be retifta, kam be yivesht. Fine. And if it's retifta, what bracha do you say? And if it's be retifta, what bracha do you say? So here's vaita machlekesh. So the pashtus is, you should say bar prihu eitz. How can it be that it's chayv in Orlan? You don't say bar prihoitz. The Gemara says that it's totally zebinah. That was the whole Gemara in Amid Aleph. If you hold like beishamai, speak in the safkelo, so then you don't say bar prihoitz. If you hold like beishilo, whatever grows on a bush is bar prihoitz. Totally zebinah. So the pashtus really should be that's a machlekes. All the rishonim are about machlekes. Rambam and the Raibin and the Rosh and all the rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you eat pilpula retifta, you say huadoma. That's what the Rambam and the Rif say. You say huadoma. And the Raivan and the Russian, many Rishonim disagree. Some Rishonim say it's a misprint in the Rif. But the Rambam had that misprint. The Rambam quotes the Rif. The Rambam quotes, if you eat pilpul retifti, say ha'adama. It's a pella. Why should it be ha'adama? It should be ha'itz. If it's not ha'itz, how can it be that it's subject to the dinim? If it's ha'adama, shouldn't be considered orla.
Because it's not planted. It's planted in your farm. You're growing it up and you use it as a top. So because I got this,
okay, so that's already a chiddush. So that's what these Rishonim came up with, some new chiddush. That doesn't really say in the Gemara. The first one it says is the Rif. The Rif says, the way it says in our editions, it says Bar Pri Adam. So the Ra'or has a sefer on brachas that the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the time. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Ra'or thinks that it's a misprint in the Rif, that it should really say Bar Pri Adam. But the way it says in the Rif, you have to come up with such a new fangled concept that we've never had so far. So again, so what's the machlokes? Pilpali, Rav Sheish Tama Shakl, Rav Amar V'loy Klum. Rav Sheish says Shahakol. You're going to say there's no machlokes? Rav Sheish says that Brach is talking about Ritifto. And Rav says no, Brach is talking about Yeveshto. No. If Rav Sheish is talking Mar Machada V'loy Pligi, so why should it be Shahakol? It should either be Hoetz or it should be Bar Pri Adama. It shouldn't be Shahakol. So it must be they're both talking about Yeveshto. So Rava says V'loy Klum, it doesn't have a Shem Michael at all. And Rav Sheish disagrees, it's Shaloi Kederach Achilosa. You can't say that it's not a Michael. He thinks the worst it is Shaloi Kederach Achilosa. But he says a Michael it is. Maybe because you use it as a spice to give flavoring to the soup and to give flavoring to the chicken. Maybe that's why he thinks that it's a Michael. So we pass like Rava v'loy klum no brachas. We say it all. As the Rava at the time, no Rava. Kos pilpul yom kippuri potur. Yeah. What's this lashon? Kos pilpul yom kippuri potur. It says Shom and Yuma. This line, Amar Rava kos pilpul, appears in Yuma daf peyala from the base. So Rashi over there says Ayin Shom pirush Rashi mitzvah liyashiv. It says on the side. If anyone's looking for a mitzvah. There's a shver Rashi of it. Rashi says there in Yuma, Akos Pilpulib Yom Kippur Pata, the reason why is because Yom Kippur is a local din, special din, because you need Vinisimus Nafsha Sechem. So since Pilpulib Yeveshta is not so tasty, so that's why local Svar Yom Kippur, there is no violation of Vinisim. So how does that follow that there's no bracha at all? The Gemara says, Vaz the Rabbi the Tamed, Yom Rabbi, Akos Pilpulib Yom Kippur Pata. If it's a special reason for Yom Kippur only, because you need Benitzimus Nafshe Sechem. So how does the Gemara say over here? The Rabbi Shita extends Benigeta Brachas. But that's why they wrote, Ein Sham Pirashash Mitzvah Liyashim. The Rashi is problematic. So let's say a person eats Achila Gasa. He ate Tzura Mafsekas. He ate more than he should have eaten. And anything he's going to eat on Leil Yom Kippur, right after the Seder Masekas, is going to make him nauseous. So the Gemara says, if he eats Achila Gasa, he's not chayv on Yom Kippur, because there's no violation of Inisim. So you're going to say, if a person eats Achila Gasa, doesn't say a bracha? It's Achidish. Pashtus says that he does say a bracha. Pashtus, maybe you don't. Maybe the din is that you don't say a bracha.
You see Rashi and the Shem and Zayis, it's pretty liberal. Just say that if
you eat Shem and Zayis, claim it's not a chila at all, there's no bracha. Mm-hmm. And he's more liberal than Rambam. So
maybe you see Rashi is pretty liberal
about
not making a bracha, even though it's not like.
Liberty for all, yes. It's in America, yeah. What do you mean, liberal?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how does it follow logically? Just because on Yom Kippur you're pater, that's a local svar by Yom Kippur, Rashi says. L'chor, you have to say. Well, we explained that you put there on Yom Kippur because it doesn't have a Shem Oizel.
Why does Rashi say that you're not chayav on a bracha on Shem Tzatz? That's the Gemara says. What exactly does Rashi say?
I thought because he's eating the Shem and Zayis and Shalok Kederach Achilosa, it's abnormal. So the whole bracha in the first place is just going to be Shahakal to begin with. You're not going to talk about Bar Pri Yoitz or Bar Pri Adomo.
Rashi says you make no bracha.
Right, so no brachas pratis. The only question is, should you say shahak? So that's what Rashi says.
No.
Yeah, if it's a zuke mazikle, so it's not shahak even to say shahak. Also, lohanis merola mazep loy bracha only applies if he's nene. Here he's not nene. It's not healthy to drink shema's ice like that. So you don't even have to say the shahak. We spoke about it. It's possible to have other foods that you eat, or zuke mazikle, and Rashi will agree that you do say a bracha. But in this case, not, because this is Shlok Derech Achilasa to begin with. But here, that's, I think, what he's driving at. It says, Zayin Shamim Pirush Rashi Mitzvah Liyashiv. I think that's what the one who put the brackets on the side. Who put the brackets on the side? They're telling you on the first page. Rabbi Shai Berlin, right. The main Mar Mekaymus is Rabbi Shua Boaz. And every so often they have Mar Mekaymus in brackets, like here in Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The first one is Beit Yud Aleph. Yvamas Daftes, that's in brackets. So that was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. He was a contemporary of the Nadi Yehuda. He corresponded with the Nadi Yehuda. Rabbi Shua Boaz was before the Ramo. The Ramo quotes from the Shilta Gibarim. It was authored by Rabbi Shua Boaz. So The Ramah quotes from that. Ramah was in the 1500s. So he was way before. And Ardaf, you have half of the Marmakamas are in brackets, half of them are not in brackets. Everything that's in brackets on the Masoros HaShas, and the same thing, the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, every so often you'll have something will be in brackets, that means that it was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. And most of the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah is not in brackets. Here there's one on page Lamed Ches Amad Aleph, Ois Nun Gimel. So half of it is in brackets, the letter Ches and the letter Tes. The second letter Ches, whatever's in brackets was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. And the rest was by Rabbi Shua Berlin. That's what it says on the first page. Then they tell you, I forgot to say who wrote the Talmud Bavli. The Ravina Ravashi. Okay. The Rashi was written by Rashi, and Taisa by Taisa. Okay, and they tell you everybody else that you wouldn't know on your own. So they tell you who wrote everything. Here, Rabba's Loshen, Kos Pilpili B'yamadi Kippuri Pater. So usually Pater means Pater Avalasa. Usually Pater means Pater Avalasa. The same Loshen appears in the Mishnah there in Yuma Pei Aleph Amad Aleph, that it says, Ha'echel Echel M'shenim Ruim L'Achila, Shashk Mashk M'shenim Ruim L'Shtia, is Pater. Means if he did a B'shegig, is Pater from Chatos, on Yom Kippur. If he did a B'mezer, is not Chai Malkus. So we assume also Pater means Pater Avalasa. Is that necessarily so? It's Pater Avalasa. So here the Dibri Chamudos on Daf Chav Dalet in the Rush, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibri Chamudos in Os Yud Aleph quotes a Machlekes to Rishonim about this. It says, Pater sounds like Pater Avalasa. Ken Kosva Besiyase B'Shem Hamartchai B'Hagos Maimini. They wrote Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. That's all the same base medrash. And he says the Tur quotes the Avihu Ezri, he was way before. Avihu Ezri was the grandfather of the Rosh, the Rav Yo. The Tur quotes the Rav Yo, there is Pater Amuta. Yeah, so what is this machlekes? Whether Pater Avalasa or Pater Amuta? So the Pashtus Lechere is Aseres Meitshuva before Yom Kippur. Okay, we got to go through the din. What's the din? So the Pashtus is, what's the din if you have chazer that you left out of the refrigerator for a year, and it's all wormy, it's spoiled, it smells awful. Even a dog wouldn't want to eat it. So are you allowed to eat the chazer? So the Gemara says, it doesn't even have to be nifsa me'achilas hakelev. Chometz, to be mutter, has to be nifsa me'achilas hakelev. All the other macholas asuris, if nifsa me'achilas adam is sufficient. And all the Rishonim break their heads, and the Achronim, why is chometz different? Manishtan. Why does chametz have to be nifs machilas hakelav? Why wouldn't it be enough if it's nifs machilas adam? How do you know that all machilas asuris once it's nifs machilas adam is mutter? So the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk that says by nevela, lager shabbos shirachet tedana b'achala or machal anochri. Give it to a ger toshav, a real ger, a ger tzedek. He can't give him nevela. He's obligated to observe all the 630 mitzvahs. A ger toshav observes the seven mitzvahs ben inoach, but he's allowed to eat non-kosher food. He doesn't have to observe all the rest of the mitzvahs haTorah. So it says, "Lagir v'shev v'shechet t'nenav achala al machal anochi." So the Gemara Nabi Dizar learns that from the mashmos of the pasuk, "Nevela haruya lagir kruya nevela." Nevela shein haruya lagir, reina kruya nevela. Whenever it's nusam achilas adam, it's already mutter. And that's the problem. How did the Tanoim know that chametz has to be different? Nifsam achilas hakela. Why shouldn't chametz be the same as kol haterakula? Nifsam achilas adam is not. So that's a problem. So what's the din tak? I have nevela. Nifsa ma'achilas adam, it's spoiled, and no one in his right mind would want to eat it. And this meshugana sits and he eats it. Do you say that there's an isa de rabbanan, or do you say that it's heta gomer? Do you say it's even mutam de rabbanan? So the Rosh in Psochim is a medayik from the Mishnah. It says, charochai koidem zmana from the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Psochim says, charochai koidem zmana, if I have bread, chometz, and I burnt it so much, not that I toasted it, I made toast out of it. I left it in the toaster so long, it burnt through and through, it turned into ashes. It's nifsa ma'achila. So if it's nifsa ma'achila, so it says, charocha kodem zmanu, muta bahanu osoi la'acha zmanu. I'm allowed to get anoa from that bread on Pesach. So the Rosh asked Akasha, why does it say muta bahanu osoi la'acha zmanu? It should say muta bahachila la'acha zmanu. So it says, arrive in the Gemara. Did he even know it's nifsa machilo sadam? But if you sit and you eat it, then there's an isa derabbanan because of achshavei. If you're sitting and eating it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's roi lachilo. objectively speaking, is not Roy Lachila. Normally we judge by Adam Beinani. Adam Beinani wouldn't eat this garbage. It's ashes. It's burnt. It's a nifsam achilos Adam. But if you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned subjectively, the thing is Roy Lachilos. I mean, the Rabbanu, we don't allow you to eat it. Achshavim. That's the Rosh. And the other Rishonim disagree. The Ra'or and the Rashba were both Talmidim of the Ramban. So the Rashba wrote a sefer that's called Toras Abayis. When you learn Chulin, you're a day, you got to learn Toras Abayis. If you learn without Toras Abayis, then you're not learning Chulin, you're not learning Yeridah. Then you don't know what's going on. The whole Yeridah is based, Yeridah Chelkab is all based on the Rashba and the Toras Abayis. Different parts of Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishonim. Like Chosha Mishpat is all based on other Rishonim. It's based on the Sefer HaTrumas. Sefer HaTrumas was the Talmud of the Ramban, Asfardishe, who wrote all of the Dinim Amunis. So the whole Chosha Mishpat is based on the Sefer HaTrumas. And the beginning of Yeridah is based on the Rashba's Toras Abayis. So the Toras Abayis always quotes the Gemara and Chulin and Rashi and Tesis and the Rambam and the Ramban, and he has a whole pilpul. He discusses all the different shittas. And the Ra'or was a contemporary of his, Baran HaLevi, also a Talmud of the Ramban. What was his last name? Ben Veneshti, I think. Baran HaLevi Ben Veneshti. He was the grandfather. The Ra'or was the grandson of the Rabbein Ezrachi HaLevi. They always have different opinions. Rabbein Ezrachi HaLevi always has different opinion. Rabbi Baran HaLevi, his grandson, always has different opinion. Rabbi Baran HaLevi had a brother, Rabbi Pinchas HaLevi, always different from everybody else. The Ritva always quotes from Mori V'Rabbi Harad, the Ra'or. He always quotes from the Ra'or. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Pinchas Achi Rabbeinu. Always something out of the normal. Not like Rashi, not like Tesis. Something from outer space. Always something different. So their family name was Ben Veneshti. The Torah Tmima writes that his family name was Epstein. Everybody thought they were Ashkenazim. From Epstein is a city in Germany. So he says, no, Epstein is a corruption of Ben Veneshti. They were really descendants from this Sephardish family. They ran away from pogroms. They're in Spain and they ran away to Germany. So they adopted the name Epstein. But their name originally was Ben Veneshti. So that's why he sometimes likes to defend Balamores. And Rabbeinu, he writes, this is Mayalta Zeta, so he wants to defend. So Rabbi Baran HaLevi has in the Hasogas on the Torah Abayis. That's called Berg Abayis. Berg Abayis says to fix up the Torah Abayis. He has a couple of mistakes. Rabbi Baran HaLevi has to fix it up. So one place he writes, he doesn't quote, he's not familiar, he doesn't know that the Rosh expressed an opinion. He just says on this Gemara, why does the Gemara say, Charocha kodem zmano? If you burnt the chametz till it became nifsam achila, mutba hanosai lachazmana, you're allowed to get hanah. Why doesn't it say mutba achila? So he says, which meshugan is going to want to eat it? You have to be crazy. Who wants to eat ashes? So the home medubra only is, he wants to dress up for a chalamoid masquerade. So he needs ashes to paint, he wants to dress up like a shvarza. So he needs ashes to paint his face. So the Gemara says, mutba hanosai lachazmana. But what are you going to say? Mutba achila lachazmana. Which meshugan is going to eat it? It's not shaykh achila. So that's a machlek is the Rosh and the Rabbi Baran HaLevi. When you have something, let's say Nevela she'ena ruya lager, ena kuya Nevela, it's muta b'achila min ha-Torah, based on the Pasuk. Lager ha-Shem ha-Shechet t'nana v'achola, Nevela she'ena ruya lager, ena kuya Nevela, is there an Issa de Rabbanon? So the Shulchan Aruch in the second Chelik Yeridei paskens like the Rosh. And Hilchas Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah quotes like that, we pasken like the Rosh. That there is an Issa de Rabbanon, also b'achila min ha-Rabbanon because of Achshavei. And the Ra'or disagrees. We have the Ra'or holds that there isn't even an Issa de Rabban. So the Pashtus is that over here, this Machlokes is the same Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'or. Here on the bottom of the Rosh, the Dibri Chamudis and Os Yud Aleph quotes, the Rav Yor says that it's, if you have Oichlam She'enim Ro'im Lachilo, it's Mutar even Halacha L'mais, it's Mutar Tita Dan Yom Kippur. Probably holds like the Ra'or, that Ein Ro'im Lachilo is Heter Gomer. So there's no problem. That's in the Dibri Chamudis on our Perek Os Yud Aleph on Daf Chav Dalet in the Rosh and the Dafim in the Rosh. And the Beis Yosef quotes that the Mordechai and Agos Maimini both say not so. They say that there is an Issa. So the Pashto says they hold like the Rosh. But with the Rabbanon there's an Issa. Even though it's Nifsam Achilam, it's Mutam and HaTorah, but with the Rabbanon there's an Issa Rav Achshavah. That's the Pashto. An Issa with the Rabbanon because of Achshavah. So then, the recent poskim have a discussion. What if a person takes a pill on Yom Kippur? What's a din? Are you allowed to take pills on Yom Kippur? I don't know, on Shabbos I spoke to you. It's going to talk about the dinim of Yom Kippur on Shabbos morning. So So I was talking about dinim, and then I threw in 10 minutes about the sick people. So all of a sudden, half the yeshiva is coming over, which everybody, every other student is sick. He's taking pills for this, he's taking pills for that. Everybody's on medication. Okay. So there's an issue, you're not allowed to take medication on any Shabbos in Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is like Gorath many Chalamoid, it says in Tosefta, Shulchan Aruch quotes at Tosefta, it's mutter to take medication on Chalamoid. There's no Gzeir Hashem Yishachik Samamon. But on Shabbos in Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, it's Bechal there's an Issa Refua. You're not allowed to, there's a whole Perek in Masechah Shabbos. Shabbos has 24 Prokim, so one whole Perek Shmein HaShvatzim is dedicated to the Issa of Refua. So in Shulchan Aruch, we have accepted the opinion, whenever the person has a condition, it doesn't even have to be sick, whenever anyone has a condition that prevents them from functioning normally, so that's labeled as Chodesh Emes Sakana, and then there's no Gzeira of Refua. Not all the Rishonim agree, but that's the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, that a Chodesh Emes Sakana is permitted to take medication. So people tell me, oh, if they don't take a medication, they can't daven a shul, they have to lay in bed a whole day, they're going to be throwing up, they're going to be nauseous, okay, so that's a Chodesh Emes Sakana. So just like they're allowed to take medication on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're permitted to take medication on Yom Kippur. There's no Issa D'Rabbanan of Refuah. But now the question is, what about the Issa of the eating on Yom Kippur? What about the din of Achila Shtiyah? So if the medication is a pill, if the medication is a liquid that tastes awful, so it's not Goel Achila. So the Mishnah says Potter. Potter, but we pass them like the Rosh, and like the Hagos Maimoni, and the Mordechai, that there's an Issa D'Rabbanan because of Achshaveh. So here, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish and most of the recent poskim say, actually only applies, a guy has a bottle of pills and he's watching television and he's popping one pill, another, he's eating like popcorn, he eats one piece, another piece, another piece. A guy takes one pill every day, takes three pills every day at the intervals. That's not called Achshavim, but he's demonstrating that as far as he's concerned, it's Roy Lachila, because he's eating it. He's not eating a whole fistful, he's taking one pill for refuah. Sometimes you rub the refuah on your skin. Sometimes you bathe and you pour the medication in the water in the bathtub. And sometimes you swallow the pill. Okay? And sometimes you put drops in your nose. Sometimes you put drops in the ears. Sometimes drops in the eyes. Do all kinds of things. So if you put the drops down your throat, that doesn't show that it's you personally are demonstrating that subjectively you hold that it's Roel Achila. You're taking it as a medication. You're not taking it to eat. So that's what the recent poskim hold like that. They quote, though, Shagasai holds that even taking pills is also awesome with the Rabbanan. Even though it's Nifsam Achila, he holds that it is called Achshavei. But the recent poskim, the Chazon Ish and all the Arimashen, all the other poskim, that's not Achshavei. So the Shaila is, but the fellow's afraid that he can't take the pill. He'd never tried taking the pill without swallowing. He's going to have to take a little drink with it. What's the din over there? So the din is, what bracha do you say when you drink water? So we know you say shahakol nibadvar. The end of the parak, we'll have to get there. So the Loshon HaGemara is, asher samayim letzamoy, says shahakol nibadvar. What if a person has to swallow a pill and he's not really thirsty? He finished eating, he finished drinking, just has to take a little water to be able to swallow the pill, 1, 2, 3. So we paskin that no bracha is recited at all. That's not called shahakol samayim letzamoy. You only say a bracha achreino also. You only say bar nefashis, if he drank a revius, that was shosamayim letzamoy. That's where they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that a lot of times a person is thirsty, and he says a bracha shakam, and he takes a sip of water, he's already not thirsty. He doesn't feel thirsty. What is he going to do with the rest of the water? He's going to spill. He's lazy to go pour it out. So he drinks the whole cup of water, but the rest of the revius is not really thirsty for. He's only thirsty on the first bit, and that already quenched his thirst. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that he holds that you don't say bar nefashis. You only say bar nefashis if you drank shosamayim letzamoy, ashir revius letzamoy. But that's why there's some people, they never say a bracha achreinu when they drink water. If you're swallowing the pill with orange juice or tomato juice or apple juice, so that's not mayim. So that's like regular food. So even if you're not swallowing the juice litzama, you also say shahakol. And you say bracha achreinu if you drank a revius. But if it's just plain old water, then you only say a bracha shosamayim litzama. You only say nevil negoyin adadan. You only say a bracha achreinu if you drank a revius litzama. I think they quoted the Chafetz Chaim used to follow, all personally, privately, used to follow all the shitas of the Vilna Gaon. He didn't want everybody to know, but privately he did like that. He writes in the Hakadomah to the Mishnah Brura that he's always going to quote the Vilna Gaon shita, not necessarily implying that he's paskening like that, But he knows that a lot of people in our generation like to follow the Vilna Gaon Shita, so he's going to let you know what the Vilna Gaon had to say. So the people who lived in the Chofetz Chaim's home, Son of Talmidim Aradin, who lived there, after his wife passed away, so he had Bochum to help him out. So they say that he meant himself, that he always followed. He personally followed the Vilna Gaon Shita all the time. But he didn't want everybody to know. Like they write over when he would bench Mezumim. When he went bench Mezumim, so he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say the whole benching out loud. So he personally said the Nusach Agro, Bani Yerushalayim Amen. It didn't say Bani Barachma Yerushalayim Amen, but he didn't want everybody to know that he's following the Nusach Agro. So he would always switch in the middle of the benching. So he would say till Azanas HaKol, till the end of the second bracha, Al Horetz V'Alamozon, and then he would nudge his son-in-law, who would be next to him, he should take over. And like this, nobody knows why his son-in-law is taking over in the middle of the benching. He's old in time, he's an old man, 90 years old. So his son-in-law took over in the middle of the benching, and he said the rest out loud. Rav Chaim didn't want to say out loud, he didn't want everybody to see that he's davening Nusach HaGro. Okay. So that's what they quote. Chavetz Chaim also was followed the Shita Sagra on this, that he would only say Bar Nefashis if he knew for sure that he drank a full revius of water, Shosamayim Litzama, and very often that's not the case. They quote from the Vilna Gaon about tea also. If you have tea that doesn't have any sugar in it, if you have tea that has sugar, so that's like soda, so that's not Mayim. So even if you're not thirsty, you still say, if you're drinking tea with sugar, even if you're not thirsty, you say a bracha before and a bracha after if you had a revius. But if you have tea, only has the flavoring, has no sugar, I don't know, they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon that's the same as Mayim. And if you're just swallowing a pill, you wouldn't say a bracha. And the bracha achrayim is only if you attack a thirsty for a full revius. Achrayim have a discussion about this. What is valid for Havdalah? If wine is not available, if wine is available, so you got to say Kiddush on Shabbos morning and Kiddush on Friday night, then Havdalah got to say on wine. If wine is not available, so then you can use Chamar Medina for Kiddush in the morning and Havdalah at night, you can use Chamar Medina. So what qualifies as Chamar Medina? It says, whatever Mashke in that Medina where you live is usually served to be Mechabed a guest, except for water. Water doesn't count. So they have a whole pilpul about tea that has no sugar. A lot of them say that tea without sugar is water. It doesn't count at all. Coffee without sugar, they think, is more. I never drank coffee. But they say coffee without sugar is considered more Chamar Medina. Tea without sugar, they think Shvacha Maisis. Yeah?
If you have someone taking one or two scenarios, either they're taking antibiotics, or for example, let's say they have a heart condition, so they take that, they take pills for their heart condition on a daily basis.
Heart condition is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana.
Okay, let's say
so he shouldn't fool around. If he has to take with water, so he should take with water. The only thing is that a pill, you don't always have to take it with water. Sometimes a person can accumulate enough saliva in his mouth to be able to swallow down a pill. Sometimes he can swallow a pill without any water. Sometimes he can chew up the pill. Some pills don't work if you chew them. Some pills do work if you chew them. So you should find out. Sometimes you can chew the pill and there's enough saliva in the mouth. Saliva doesn't count. That's not no actual and saliva. Saliva is not called nashkin.
But I mean, like antibiotics or there are some sort of course that they take iron and attempt to keep the iron level up or something like that on a daily basis.
They quote in the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that if a person takes food supplement, he takes pills as a food supplement, he takes it every day, so then we consider that food, we don't consider it medicine. That's in Eben Ezra, it says like that. It says, let's say, the Habal Chai B'mezon Es Ishtoi, the husband has to give his wife food. And a balas chai berufus ishtoi, the husband has to pay for his wife's medical care. So what happens if the couple gets divorced? So they're not married anymore, so he's not chayiv, he's no longer chayiv b'mezonos ishtoi. They're not married anymore, he's not chayiv berufus ishtoi. But what happens, he's married, not so happily married, and then they diagnose his wife that she needs some major medical treatment, and then he divorces her. So he doesn't have to, never so happily married to begin with, and now he gets divorced in order that he shouldn't have to pay the doctor bill. So it says in the Gemara that doesn't help. Once they already decide, once they diagnosed her that she has a condition and she needs some treatment, so the Baal was already in the sky from before. He's not chayv a mezonis ishto. The minute he divorces her, they're not chayv a mezonis anymore. He has to pay her ksuba. Okay. He's no longer chayv a mezonis ishto, but he's chayv berufus ishto, whatever came up from before. So that's what the Rosh in Ksubis discusses. What if a woman needs pills? Couple is married, and the woman needs pills. So, and then they get divorced. Does the husband still have to pay for those pills or not? So the Rosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, making the following distinction: if for the rest of her life she's going to need this pill, even though it's a prescription pill, and they don't sell it over the counter, you have to have the prescription. That's called mezainis. That's not called refuah, because she needs it for the rest of her life. So once he divorced her, he's not chayv in mezainis ishta. But if she only needs the pills for a short period of time, for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, for a couple of years, but he's not going to need it for the rest of her life, so then it's called refuah. So once they already determined that she needs this treatment, she needs these pills, even if he divorces her, he doesn't become potter from paying for those pills. The baal is chayv berefuah ishta, even if he divorces her, after it's been ascertained that she needs this treatment, he has to pay for the refuah ishta. So Moshe took that rush and he carried it over to Hilchas Shabbos. That if the person needs these pills for the rest of his life, he's always going to take these pills. Not just he doesn't feel well now, he's shvach, he has a cold, or he's afraid he's going to catch a cold, and now he takes these pills. But the rest of the year he's not going to take. So sometimes you take the pills when you don't feel well, and when you're healthy you don't take the pills, then it's called refuah. So refuah you're not allowed to take on Shabbos. But if the person every single day takes, some people take an aspirin every day, supposed to be healthy, whatever. Some people take vitamin pills every day of the year. So if you take every day, then Rav Moshe said, so that's not called refuah, that's not included in the Gzeiros refuah. That's what the Rishonim write there, and Maseches Ksubis, and in Eben Ezra they write, that's called mezainis, that's called eating food. He still wouldn't say a bracha on it. On pills, you don't say a bracha. But he said, that's not included in the Gzeiros Rabbanon of refuah b'Shabbos. So Chiddush.
Regards to the people have the committees on Pesach, there's comments on a lot of these products.
Right. So the Pashtus is that all the chametz and all these products is nifsa ma'achilas ha'kelev. Nifsa ma'achilas ha'kelev. There are those who are machmir, there is an opinion, there is a significant opinion, minority opinion in Achrayim, that nifsa ma'achilas ha'dam, or nifsa ma'achilas ha'kelev by Pesach has to be hisriach v'hivish by itself. If the chametz rotted and it's spoiled on its own. But if I mixed in other chemicals and I was poigim it bi'adayim, so there is such an opinion that that doesn't count as nifsim achilos adam and nifsim achilos akelim. Chavis Das holds like that. And some quote the Rab Chaim, a whole Torah from Rab Chaim, so they claim Rab Chaim held like that. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Generally accepted is that even if it's pogmo bi'adayim, if you mixed in other chemicals and you made it not roi l'achila, so that's also called nifsim achilos adam and nifsim achilos akelim. And whatever that term would apply to nifsim achila would apply here too. He wants to dilute chametz.
Yeah, you could like say, like some aftershaves, if there are chametz in them, if you had to dilute them enough, you could get
you could make it back to be roi l'achilas adam by diluting it. Yeah, but the way it is now. The way it is now, this machil. You can probably take any awful tasting chazer, any chazer that's spoiled. If you mix in enough sugar, so you make it roil achila again. But that's called nifs machila, as it stands now, nifs machila.
According to the Rosh, why doesn't the Ashavay also be kind of rubber player also? According to Rosh, why not?
Mm-hmm. He holds that chumra of Asher was only introduced by Macholas Asuras. Bracha is only if the Chevtze is objectively Chevtze that Zoycha. I guess that's what he claims. So I would assume the Pashtus is that this Machloikis HaRishonim that he quotes on the bottom here, Machloikis between the Tur B'Shem HaRav Yom, the Avi Ezri, against the Mordechai Nagos Maimoni is identical with the Machlekes, the Rosh and the Ra'or in Yeridei and Hilchas Macholos Asuris. Is there a Chumah mid the Rabbanon Levashavei by Nivsa Machilos Adamanat? So we are Machmer by Treifis. Even if this Machilos Adam mid the Rabbanon, you say Achshavei it's Aser. So we would say the same over here by Yom Kippur. If you're going to eat Oichum Shein Moir Machil, you're going to eat a lot of it. So then you would say actually it would be awesome at the Rabban. Let's say he's not eating a lot, he's just swallowing a pill. So the Pashto says you can't even say that there should be Akshavei. So if you have a het to mitam refuah, if there's no issue of refuah, either because there's a real sakana, sometimes people have a real sakana, but we assume even a chodesh ein sakana, there's no issue of refuah. That's the psakim shulchan aruch. So then if there's no issue of refuah, so if the pill itself is not roi l'achila, let's say it's a liquid, the liquid tastes awful. So very often the pills have sugar coating, or the liquid that has a lot of flavoring in it, so it tastes good. Sometimes they only put in enough flavoring to offset the awful taste of the liquid, and even after it has the flavoring, still, just because you can swallow it, but still it's not roi l'achila. If you'd leave it on a table in a wedding and you wouldn't label it, and no one would want to drink the thing. And then it's nifsa machila. So nifsa machila, the only time you're not allowed to take it is if it's achshavei. But if you take it the refuah, we assume that that's not achshavei. So there are those who make the following argument. The Pashto says that it's not correct. Hashor samayim litzamoy doesn't say a bracha. Why? Because that's not called achila. Is that why? Hashor samayim litzamoy, if you swallow a pill and you're not thirsty, you take a little water, Hashor samayim litzamoy is not called achila. That's why. Well, no, because they never made a takana of birchas hanen and on water. Only if shows the mind with someone, not because it's not called achila. So some say it's not called achila. So if you just take a little bit of water in order to swallow a pill on Yom Kippur, it's not called achila. You can derive a hashvah in Shulchan Aruch. In one place, there is such a hashvah based on the Talmud Yerushalmi. So when we get to that, we got to figure out what it means over there. But the Pashto says that it's not a correct hashvah. The Pashto is that to swallow a pill to take water is going to be a problem on the water. And even though you're going to drink chatzi shir, just a few drops of water, the din is a chatzi shir, is asam in atara. The only time one is allowed to take a chatzi shir is if he's a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. Or there's a concern that he may become a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. But if the person is not, absolutely no sakana whatsoever, just going to be very uncomfortable, he's not going to feel well, going to have a bellyache, he's going to be dizzy or whatever. So let him lay in bed in an air-conditioned room, the whole Yom Kippur. And not swallow. The Pashto says that taking the water with the pill is a problem. Remember years ago, they used to say the name Rav Moshe like that. The Rav Moshe said, if you have to take a pill on Yom Kippur, if you have a head to take a pill, you're allowed to swallow some water also. I never heard it directly from Rav Moshe. I find it hard to believe. So let's say a person has to swallow the pill with something so that you can really get enough saliva to swallow the pill. Saliva is not considered the roi l'achila. There are some tzaddikim, chassidim, all day long Yom Kippur, they keep on spitting out the saliva that they shouldn't swallow. So that's a chumer, that's a midas chassidus. But mikra din, the gemara is beferish, increases. That saliva is not, if you swallow your own saliva, that's not a problem. If you swallow your saliva, leil Yom Kippur, I just had a delicious meal, suda mafsekes, and my saliva is full of flavoring of the juicy steaks or whatever, then it's going to swallow that saliva. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. It's saliva, leil Yom Kippur. So it's a good idea to rinse your mouth with a mouthwash or something, so you don't have any flavoring from the steaks. Because you're going to swallow that saliva. The saliva doesn't count, but the juice from the steaks is going to be there. So that's going to be a problem. But if you swallow saliva in the daytime, it doesn't have the flavor of anything. So the Pashto says that that's not a problem. So let's say the person can't swallow with saliva. I don't know why not. Can't swallow with saliva. So the Paschim is to say, let him swallow with a little mouthwash. If you drink a whole bottle of mouthwash, you get a bellyache, maybe even worse. But if you drink a few drops of mouthwash, everyone, when you rinse the mouth with mouthwash, you swallow a little bit. The mouthwash, we assume, like the Pashto, is not roi l'achila. So if you already have to take a pill, we assume that the pill, there's no achshavei on the pill. So the Pashto says that there's no achshavei on the mouthwash also. The guy's not drinking a whole glass from the mouthwash, he's just taking a little bit in order to swallow the pill. So the Pashto says that would be the solution. Yeah.
I mean, how can there be a machlokes rishon about pater, meaning pater mutter, or pater avos, so here in Amosef, there isn't pater avos, so in the written Misach Shabbos.
The Gemara says that in some contexts, the Gemara makes such a statement, but not always. The Gemara doesn't always say like that. No, no. In fact, the Sfasemes on Yume thinks that Kos Pilpule B'Yom Kippur Pata means Pata Avalasem in HaTorah. I don't know why he assumes. He said, "How can you say it's only b'Derabbanan? It's not b'Mashma." I don't know why is it not b'Mashma. Half of the Rishonim say it's Muta Legamre, Pata Ramuta. The Rav Yosef says. So I don't know why he says no. He says the Mishnah in Yume Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, and this Gemara is in Yume Pei Aleph Amid Beis. It says, "Ochel Ochem Shemuyim Achilav Shasma Shemuyim Neshtiya Pata Patra Ablasa Zenisa Deraisa." So how can it be Nisa Deraisa? It's Nifsa Machila. It's like eating paper. What's the Yisur over here? So he has a fantastic original, very original. He's always original. He has a fantastic Kiddush. He says that on Yom Kippur there's an essay and a lois essay. Whoever fasts on Yom Kippur is mekayim the essay. Whoever eats on Yom Kippur is over the lois essay. Where's the lois essay? That's what someone asked the other day over here. Israel Bolzim asked, "Where's the lois essay?" That's a major question. Where's the lois essay? But the Mishnah says in Makkos Elahin Aloikin says Hoichal b'Yom Kippurim is loikin. So the Gemara assumes you only get Malkus if you violate a lois essay. So the Gemara assumes that there is a lois essay. So the Gemara goes fishing. The Gemara and the Rambam has his own mocker. That's a problem. Where is the lois essay? It doesn't say in the Chumash. But the Tanoim had a tradition, by hook or by crook, there is a lois essay. Either a Hekesh, a Mamatzin, or something, there is some kind of a lois essay. So the Sfasemes on Yuma writes, he thinks that there's an essay and a lois essay on Yom Kippur. And he says, if you eat oichlam sheinuim lachilam ashkin sheinuim l'shtiyah, if you eat enough of it, then you're not in a state of inui. See, you have violated minatara, the essay of the inisa. Either a bitl essay or an iser essay, he doesn't go into the details to what extent is he in violation of the essay. But he thinks that the person who eats oichlam sheinuim lachila is in violation of the essay minatara. But pater aleha, pater means pater avalasa minatara. Potter, because you're only chayiv malchus of kores if you violate the lois essay. So since it's not royal achilus, so there's no lois essay. That's a big chiddush.
Isn't there like
a
chiyazon
about
aliyahs?
Even
though
aliyah
is not
achilah,
but there's no
kiyum
on the.
That's what he wants to say, yeah? Not familiar? Okay. That's a fascinating chiddush. Okay. That's how the Sfasemes claims that Kos Pilpul Yom Kippur Pata Pata Avalasa Min HaTorah. That's a violation of the Yisur.
Achilah Nasa of the Sfasemes
could be that not. Because
the same story of even
the Gemara says there that Achilah Gasa is Pata because there's no violation of Lo Se'una. So that's why the Kevin Arvi says there, not like Taisa says, that it's a din of kol ha'tar kula. Whenever you eat achila gasa, machwalos ha'suris, whenever you eat achila gasa, korban pesach, matzah, you're not yoytze. Achila gasa is lav shema achila. So the Kerenor there in, Kerenor where in, I forgot already which mesichta, Nozer I think. Kerenor thinks that if you look in the Rambam, he seems to quote achila gasa only by Truma and by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a local svar and Truma is a local svar. Yom Kippur because it's not a violation of Lo Se'una. So the Pashto says that it's Mutam in HaTorah, Dira Achila Gasa. We wouldn't allow Midrabbanan on Big Pashtas. And by a Zar Shochel Truma, Achila Gasa is not Chayv because he didn't do a Bitul Mitzvah. The only time the Zar is Chayv Kerem Chaymish is if he ate the Truma, he consumed the Truma in the same fashion that the Kohen was supposed to have eaten the Truma. He's going to be Soch the Yayin Shal Truma, he's going to drink Shemin Shal Truma, that's not the nitan the mitzvah side. The Kohen wasn't supposed to drink the Shemin Zayi Shal Truma, he wasn't supposed to shmir the Yayin Shal Truma. So that's a separate p'tur. So that's what the Karanari says. The Rambam only quotes it by these two cases that the Gemara has. The Gemara never said it's a general rule. Taisus generalized it. Achila gasa lav shma achila and kol ha'tarkul. So that could be that even the Sfasemis would agree that achila gasa is a muta legami menatar. I don't remember. You got to take a look again. What does he say by achila gasa? Is there an isa lechatchila derais? So that's what the Gemara says about pilpulin. Pilpulin grow on a tree, and it Rav Meir says that it is subject to the laws of orla. Even though the Rambam doesn't quote Rav Meir, hard to believe that the Rambam is rejecting Rav Meir, that it's a machlekes satana, and the Rambam passing like the Mishnah against Rav Meir. That's too fantastic, too good to be true. The Pashto says the Rav Meir's din is accepted, maybe like Rashi and Tosfos said, maybe Rambam didn't quote it because of Pshito. We don't fully understand why Rav Meir needed a pasuk. Okay. So, the pilpilin retifto is a regular fruit. The Pashto says it should have been bar prihoitz. Half of the Rishonim say this is bar prihoitz. And pilpilin yeveshto, no bracha is recited at all because it's simply not roi lachila at all. And then the Rambam follows the Rif the way we have the Rif printed by us. That the, in our editions of the Rif, it says that on pilpilin retifto, you say bar prihoadama. You got to come up with a new idea. So it's like not the insha adaita dahachi, it's something new. Gemara had an amud aleph. Why by korah it's not eligible for the bracha bar prihu adama? How can you call it pri? Leinati, that's the eighth. You can't call that a prihu adama. That's leinati insha adaita dahachi. Nobody wants you to eat the korah. You're gonna eat the korah, and not gonna have any tree left. The tree is not gonna grow. As man as that makes sense. You should say bar prihu adama. Okay. So there, the Gemara said. Not the insha daita dehachi, is you determine is it a pri or is it a shahakal, a food other than a pri. But to say that it knocks it down from bar pri eitz to bar pri adama, because it's not the ikar ha pri, that's not what they really had in mind. So that's the Rishonim came up with such an idea. That's problematic. Where did they get it from? We had it in Tosfos. That in Tosfos, if you eat, like we'll have to go over again. We'll have to collect all those Rishonim and work on that. Where is there a Makan the Gemara for that idea? Then the Gemara talks about Zengbala. Rabbi said two things. Rabbi said in the first white line, Kos Pilpul Yom Kippur Potter, Kos Zengbala Yom Kippur Potter. So Pilpul grows on trees, and basically it should have been Barakri Heights. Like half of the Rishonim say, it is Barakri Heights, Pilpul and Ritivta. Zengbala, to begin with, doesn't grow on a tree. So the whole issue is it ginger? So is it... should you say bar pri ha'adama or should you not say a bracha at all? So the Gemara says, "I'm the rabban le mereima." The Talmidim told mereima, "Kos zengbol of yamad yipuri patur." How can Rabbi say that if you eat zengbol, your patur is not roi lachila? It's a contradiction. Rabban Rabba, v'ha'amar Rabba. Rabba himself said the students of mereima were bothered with this kash. Isn't there a contradiction in Rabba? V'ha'amar Rabba. Hi, Himalta, apparently the same thing as Zengbala, same kind of ginger. But this is cooked, and this is raw, and this is fresh, and this is dry, whatever. Different forms of the same ginger. Hi, Himalta Dasyim, Behin Devoi. This is the import to Bavel from India. The Behin Devoi from India. So to Shaila, maybe treif. We don't know what ingredients they put in over there. Maybe they cook in a treif of pots. So Rabbi says it's kosher, sharia. So Rashi says there's no problem of bishalakum, even though it's cooked by non-Jews. You're not allowed to eat bishalakum because it may lead to intermarriage. So he says here on this stuff there's no issa. Why not? Probably not. Oil al shulchan malochim. The Gemara says that the only time there's an issa to eat bishalakum is if it's a Michael Choshuv, a steak, or French fries. I don't know, something they would serve in a royal banquet, in a fancy meal. If it's a cheap Michael that they would never serve in a fancy banquet, in a wedding, so then there's no bishalak. So he says, Sharia, Rashi says, on two accounts. There's no issue of bishalakum over here. V'lo mishum gil nachm. Lo mishum bishal nachm, v'lo mishum gil. Gil nachm means the trefa plato. Gil means to spit out. If you cook kosher food in a trefa pot, so the trefas will be spit out. The pot will be goyal, the treifas. We would call it blias kelim. We would have written blias kelim. So Rashi calls it gil nochrim. The treifa blia coming out from the treifa pots. So Rabbi says he checked into it, whatever. He sent someone to India, and they spoke the language, and they found out that they cook this ginger in kosher pots. They have... Apparently he checked into that too. There's no issue of Avodah Zarah either. Okay. There's no Avodah Zarah, there's no Bishalakam, and there's no Trefis. And what bracha do you say? He says, you say bracha bar pri hadam. So Gemara considers that a kasha. How can you say bar pri hadam? We just said before, Rabba the Taimei. Rabba says, akos pilpul in the Yom Kippur in Potur, because it doesn't have a shame oichel. So that's why no bracha is recited at all. And he says, if you eat the Zengbala, you eat Zengbala Yom Kippur, you potter, and if you eat it, the rest of the year you say Bar Pi Adama. I can say Bar Pi Adama. Shouldn't say Bracha at all if you potter on Yom Kippur. Well, my rabbi, he malta dasi mevracham bar piyadam. Well, says like kasha, the same teretz before. So this is no question why this is bar piyadam. This doesn't grow in a tree. The ginger grows on the grounds. So if you would have said a bracha, you should say bar piyadam. The question is why the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch write by the pilpulin that you say bar piyadam. That should have been bar piyot, like the other rishonim say. But they say it's not the ikar pri. Okay. Well, again, Avram points out all these issues. After we learn enough Gemara, we'll have to tie together all the loose ends to see where the klal applies and where the klal came from. Okay. Now the Gemara has a new shayla. What if you have a Michael that has different things blended in? I have milk. You throw in a little bit of milk. Milk is shahakal. You throw in a little bit of honey. Honey is also shahakal. You throw in a little bit of flour. The flour, if you make it into cake or cookies, or you cook it into wheatina farina, then it's got to be mezainis. So you mix the whole thing all together. So what bracha do you say? So that's called chavitz keder. Chavitz keder v'chein daisa. Some kind of a pudding that has flour and other ingredients. Rav Yehuda says you say shahakal. Rav Kana says barad mina mezainis. Yeah. So who's right? So the Gemara says, "Bedaisa grade, if it's plain old cereal that just has a little bit, let's say you have regular cereal, Wheaties with a little bit of milk. So that's an ikar and a tofel. So you say mezainis on the Wheaties. You don't say a bracha on the milk. Or if you have breakfast cereal, you don't put a little sugar. You spill a little sugar on top. Or you put a little bit sliced bananas on top. Whatever people do on top. So that's again an ikar and a tofel. The ikar is the cereal, and the other thing is the tuff. So the dice are great, a plain old pudding, flour pudding, it's cooked all together. Wheatina farina, kulam lapagi bar mina mezainis. No machlekski pligi, the dice are kain chavitz kedera. I mixed in other ingredients, and I have a lot of the other stuff mixed in. I have a lot of milk and a lot of honey. Let's say I have more than 50% of the whole concoction. Is other things other than flour. Rabbi Yehuda says shakol sava. What is his opinion? Duv sheikir. You go bas ikir and tofel. The nid of ikir and tofel even applies to bread. The Mishnah says later, if you're eating an ikir and a tofel, you don't say bracha and a tofel. So the Gemara gives an example. A guy's eating a herring, and the herring is so sharp, it's so salty. So after he finishes eating the herring, wants to eat a bit of bread in order to take out the salty flavor of the herring from his throat. So he says, you don't wash, you don't say amot, you don't bench. It's an ikar and a tofel. You don't say a brach at all on the bread. Let's say a person wants to have some chopped liver at a wedding. He wants to have some herring or something like that and doesn't want his fingers to get all sticky. So they serve it on a cracker. He's not really interested in eating the cracker. He just wants, if they would give him on a spoon, so he would eat it on a spoon. They don't have spoons. So as bim comes spoon, they give you a cracker. So you eat the cracker also. But you just eat the herring and throw out the cracker. So you don't throw out the cracker. So since the whole purpose of the cracker is only tofel, to serve as a tofel to the herring, to serve as a tofel to the chopped liver, so you don't say a bracha at all. So even bread mamish can be sometimes a tofel. Usually we assume that bread is an ikar. But once in a while bread will also be a tofel. So the Gemara's mezainis can sometimes be a tofel too. Let's say you make latkes. The Gemara has later on Lamatezmanah. Making latkes. And you mix in a little bit of flour that the latkes shouldn't fall apart. So if it's only ledebek b'yalmo, that's what the bottom Tosis talks about, Devik Bialma. So the Bach tells you the expression of Devik Bialma, Tosis lifted from the Gemara, Lama Tessa Menal. That's what originally appears. So if it's only the Devik Bialma, so then the Mezainis becomes a tofu. Bread mamish can become a tofu. Let's say you eat southern fried chicken, and it has breadcrumbs on the outside. So many poskim hold that the breadcrumbs are a tofu. Some disagree, I don't understand why, but the Pashtus is, the breadcrumbs are mamish a tofu, just to add a little flavoring to the chicken. Basically, he's eating chicken. He's not interested in eating bread. This makes the chicken a little crunchier.
What's an ice cream cone?
I think Rav Moshe has a tshuva about an ice cream cone. It depends. If he really wanted an ice cream popsicle, or he wanted an ice cream at Dixie Cup, and they didn't have. So he says, okay, I was going to eat the ice cream. They don't have any other way. So they say, we'll give you an ice cream cone. So he really only wanted the ice cream. He didn't want the cone. So then the cone is like the cracker that you're holding the herring on, or the chopped liver on. But if he comes to the machine, he can either push this button for a Dixie cup or a bar. what do you call it, popsicle, whatever you call it. Or you can choose to have the ice cream sandwich. And he chooses, he wants to say, had a brevet to take the other one. So why did he choose the sandwich? Obviously, he didn't go to the cookie bar. He went to the ice cream bar. So obviously, he's interested in ice cream. The ice cream is not going to become the tuffle over here. The ice cream is an ikar. But if he pushed the button that has the ice cream sandwich, then he's interested in the mezainis also. So then Rav Moshe says, in that case, he said two brachas. But if he just got stuck, they ran out of Dixie cups, or they ran out of popsicles. He really wanted those. And he really wants ice cream. The only way to get the ice cream is to have the ice cream sandwich. So he'll suffer along and eat the mezainis parts. And then he says the mezainis then would be a tafel mamish. In each case, you have to judge. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have daisa grater, you have a regular farina wheatina, and you pour it in a little bit of sugar, you pour it in a little bit, or a lot, even if you have a lot of honey. Kulam la pligi des bar min mezainis. That's the ikar is the mezainis. Ki pligi, v'daisa kein chavitz kedera. It's not a regular farina wheatina. You have a whole concoction with many other ingredients, and the mezainis is really way less than 50%. Rab Yudah amar shakol nimet dvar dub she ikar. He holds that the dvash is the ikar. Rav Kana says bar min mezainis. Why? Saba, his opinion is that the smida is ikar. He holds that the smida is the flour. The flour is the ikar. Why? It's less than 50%. Amar Rav Yosef, I think we have to pass on like Rav Kahana, that you say mezainis even though the flour is less than 50%. Kabasa Rav Kahana Mistara, why? The Rav Shmuel Damich Ravayu, they said two memories. They said one memory was Kol Sheyesh Bam Chamesha Samini Dogon, Kol Chamesha Amina Mevorchon Lam Bore Amina Mezainis. Then they said another statement, It Panami, the one line from the bottom, Kol Shu'umei Chamesha Samini Mevorchon Mala Bore Amina Mezainis. They said two statements. And Chamesha Samini, Chamesha Samini Dogon, you say Mezainis. And then they said another statement, Kol Sheyesh Bo. Anything that has an ingredient means even if it's less than Rov, even if it's less than Rov, so you also say Bore Amina Mezainis. So that's what Rav Yosef tells too. He says Rav Kana is right, that even though the flour component of this chavitz kedera, the solus, the smida, the flour, is less than 50%, but that's what Rabbi Shmuel said, that the chamesh is being a dog and always considered the yikr. Not always. Sometimes if it's only the devik bialma, so then Tosis quotes the Gemara later. If it's obviously mamish a tafel, it'll be a tafel. But if I'm interested in everything, so usually we have a rule that's the premise of the Gemara. If you have a concoction that has many things blended in together, I have Boadoma together with a shahakol. Let's say I have vegetable soups. We had on the previous daf, on the last line, Alam and Hamid Beis, going over Tamid Alam. So the Gemara says, on vegetable soup, you say Bar Pri Hadom. So let's say you have vegetable soup and you pour in water. I don't know, you pour in milk. So milk is shahakol and vegetable soup is adam. So what bracha is it? So the rule is, in imamish, everything blends in together. You can't separate the milk from the vegetable soup. So the rule is whatever is in the robe. If the robe is vegetable soup, so the whole thing is one unit, then the whole thing is adam. If the robe is milk, so then the one thing is shahakol. You go basaroy. So the exception to the rule is chamesh es mine dogon kol sheyesh bo, even though the component, the ingredient of the dogon is less than 50%, we still declare the chamesh es mine dogon ad yikar, unless it's a case where it's mamish devik biyama, unless it's mamish atof. But this arbitrary rule that whatever is more than 50% is arbitrarily declared as the yikar, and whatever is less than 50% arbitrarily declared as the tofel, that doesn't apply to chamesh es mine dogon. If you have some significant amount of barley, let's say you have soup and you have one piece of spaghetti on the one string of spaghetti on the bottom. So the Mogen Avraham said, if you have a significant amount of spaghetti, even though spaghetti content is less than 50%, you only say bari mini mezainis on the whole thing. But if you only have one little loksh, you only have one string of spaghetti on the bottom, so then the Mogen Avraham says, you can't say that the mezainis becomes the eater. It's so insignificant, but you can't say that it's tafel eater. It's not ledevik v'alma. So he says, he thinks that in that case, you say two brachas. That's the Mogen Avraham, the Rav Moshe's psak was based on. So in such a case, you say shahakala on the chicken soup, if it's chicken soup, or ho'adoma on the vegetable soup, and then you got to say a mezainis on the one piece of spaghetti that's on the bottom.
Idovik means it has a functional non-food thing. What does idovik mean? How do we extend that?
That it shouldn't fall apart. Sometimes you put, let's say, the latkes, potato latkes that women make for men make for Hanukkah. And sometimes they put a lot of flour that should have body that it should be filling.
The breadcrumbs make the chicken crunchy. That's not the taste of chicken.
Give it a flavor, but basically he's eating chicken. He's not really eating breadcrumbs.
The crumbs, it's not the idovik ba'almah. That's the only time it's tough.
Then it's mamash tofel. Just like devik ba'almah is mamash tofel. See, just that flavoring, I think most assume that it's mamish devik b'yam. Some disagree. Some hold that you would have to say shakal on the chicken and mezainis on the breadcrumbs. It loses hamoitzi because it's cooked, but it would still be mezainis. The very strange thing, how come all the brachas appear in the Mishnais except for this? Mezainis doesn't appear. Rabbi Shmuel came along. Very strange. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a suffix from the Chayyadim. What's the din if they have a fruit cocktail? And you put in a spoon, the pieces are small. When you put in a spoon, you get a whole bunch of pieces together. And it's clear that more than 50% of the pieces are ho'adomo. Or it's clear that more than 50% of the chunks are ho'eitz, one way or the other. It's not that it's 50-50. It's clear which way is the rub. But it's not a blend. It's not like you have vegetable soup and you pour it in milk and you stir it together and it's all one blend. And 60% of it is ha'adama and 40% is milk. Or 60% is milk and 40% is ha'adama. Here it's not a blend. Each piece is oimid bifnei atzma. If you want, you can pick each piece up separately and say a separate bracha. So the chayorim is mesupik, whether that also has the din. That you go basar, roiv, and miut. That the roiv of the mixture is automatically declared as the ikir because when you put it on the spoon, you get everything all together. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Safik brachas lahakam. Since there's a svara to say that no bracha should be recited at all on the miyud, so be it. So we leave it like that. Even though it's not a blend, even though each one is a chunk that's saimid bifnei atzma. So we say, we go lahakam in this Safik of the Hayom. You only say the bracha on the
right. No,
you only say one bracha on the roiv. Oh, in this case, what is a toss-up between ha'eitz and ha'adoma? Ah. So maybe here you would only say the one bracha ha'adoma. But let's say it's a toss-up between ha'adoma and shahakal. So then, if they're different pieces, okay, probably correct. We would treat it like a suffix, so you say sa'u bracha to say ha'adoma. That's probably correct. Okay, we better stop here. We better daven in the Beis Medrash because most of the people don't have a sitter to say, you know, okay. Tomorrow's a normal day. There's no yeshiva on which day? Thursday, there is yeshiva. People gotta be here. So a suggestion was made that we should learn through, we should run through briefly, Hilchos Yom Kippur one day and Dina Mapsuke another day. So we should dedicate 2 days, 3 days. Dalad Minim, a separate day, and Sukkah, a separate day, 3 days. Yeah. So we should start tomorrow with Hilchos. How many people want to do tomorrow, the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, want to do the Dinam of Yom Kippur and Sukkahs? Oh, okay. So democracy.